Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Rodgers going to air it out. There he is. Valdes-Scantling for the touchdown. Right on cue. He's got his second of the year, 52 yards, and Rodgers just let it fly and knew he had an easy six.
That's from back in the day. Aaron Rodgers throwing one up to Marquez Valdes-Scantling. The Steelers have signed Marquez Valdes-Scantling to their practice squad. They have released Beanie Bishop to make room. It is official. We'll see how quickly he can get on the moving train or if he's just a depth piece. Either way, I think it was a bone that they threw to Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers has been the reason why the Steelers have won, I think, the majority of their football games this year. And they're giving him something that he wants. A friend and a wide receiver that is taller than 5'11". They only got one of those guys in DK Metcalf. I think if Metcalf were to go down, Valdes-Scantling could be a reasonable facsimile. He can stretch the field. You can throw those jump balls to him. But I would hope this isn't the last move the Steelers make at wide receiver. I think the Steelers have, to this point, kind of let Aaron Rodgers down. Who'd have thunk, right? All the talk this offseason was, really? Aaron Rodgers? Really? Can he still play at a high level? Really? He's a diva. Really? He's going to cause locker room problems. He's been nothing short of a leader, and he's been nothing short of one of the 10 best quarterbacks in the NFL. Give him some reinforcements. Help the guy out. You can win a playoff game with Aaron Rodgers, but he can't do it all by himself, and suddenly, teams are wise to stopping DK Metcalf. He was as impotent as he's been all season long on Sunday. 2 catches, 6 yards, had a drop. He needs to be better, but the opposition had something to do with it. They said, we're not going to let DK Metcalf beat us. You need another threat on the outside, I think, to take some of the pressure off of DK. Because DK can be a ticking time bomb, too. It's not just about Rodgers. Like, they owe it to Rodgers to get him a weapon. I think they owe it to the 53 to push all the chips into the middle of the table the way they operated this offseason and now how the AFC North has been shaking out. But they also owe it to DK Metcalf. DK Metcalf has been way more good than bad this year. Prior to Sunday's game, he was on pace to have the best Steelers season at wide receiver since Antonio Brown. On pace for 1,200 yards, on pace for double-digit touchdowns. The opposition ain't going to let him beat you anymore. So you need to give him help. And if you don't, he could explode. We saw it 2 weeks ago. He's poking dudes in the eye. We saw some frustration out of him. A little bit of the fisticuffs on Sunday against the Colts. Nothing called. But I think he's fixing to boil over. So you need to help him out. 412-928-9370. Adam Schefter, Grand Poobah of all things NFL news. He says that the Saints are looking for a third-round pick for Rashid Shaheed. That is a lofty asking price for a guy who's a free agent at the end of the year, but I think that's the kind of player the Steelers need. He has 499 receiving yards this year, two touchdowns, a long of 87 yards. In his career, he averages 15 yards a catch. He can be a big play guy. Long touchdowns of 68, 58, 70, and now the 87-yarder this year. That's a guy who could take the top off a defense. He's also 27 years old, and I think you could sign him to a reasonable contract extension at the end of the year. But a third-round pick for a guy where there's no guarantee he'll sign the contract extension, man, that is a lot. I'd give up a fourth-round pick yesterday for him. A third-round pick? Eh. Now, Jacoby Myers, on the other hand, I would probably give up a third-round pick for him. He's not having the season that Rashid Shaheed has. He's only played in 7 of the Raiders games, so that affects the numbers. But he requested a trade the offseason. He requested a trade a couple of weeks ago. He's got a better body of work over the course of his career than Rashid Shaheed. He had 1,000 yards last season with poor quarterback play in Las Vegas. He had 800 yards each of the prior 3 seasons with bad quarterback play in Las Vegas and in New England. He's a good football player. Now, he's not the big play guy. He's a possession guy. But that's valuable, too. That's another player that the opposition has to game plan for. I feel like the Colts on Sunday were content to let Calvin Austin III beat them because, well, he's Calvin Austin III. I think you're okay with Roman Wilson getting a catch or two because, well, he's Roman Wilson. If it's Deebo Samuel, if it's Calvin Ridley, if it's Rashid Shaheed, if it's Jacoby Myers, those are guys that on Tuesday, on Monday, when you're putting your game plan together, you have to circle them. Aaron Rodgers deserves another target. DK Metcalf deserves for some of the attention to shift to the other side of the field. What would you be willing to give up in a trade for a wide receiver? 412-928-9370. I am intrigued by the Deebo Samuel thing. Is he available? I don't know. But Washington stinks right now, and their quarterback just got lost, maybe for the season. Boy, was that gruesome to watch. Idiotic for him even to be in the game at that point. But hey, their problems could wind up being treasure for the Steelers. Deebo Samuel has not been a big play threat this year. Only 8.7 yards per catch. His long reception on the season is 24 yards. He ain't what he used to be. He's not old, but he's played an old man's game, if you get what I'm saying, in that he's gotten beat to a pulp over the course of his career. Played 15 games in each of the last 2 seasons. This year, he's played 8 games for Washington, but he runs the ball. He's run it 10 times this year for 49 yards, 4.9 yards a carry. Ran it 42 times last year, 37, 42, and 59 the prior seasons. So he is an old 29, and I think he's showing some of his age. But I do think that in Arthur Smith's offense, Deebo Samuel could be a jack-of-all-trades kind of player and could make this offense harder to defend. I'd be okay with any of those guys. Calvin Ridley doesn't quite do it for me, but maybe that's just the stink of Tennessee on him. Last 2 years before this one, he's been a 1,000-yard receiver. He might not be available, according to reports that came out this weekend. I don't know if I'd want to take one of my number one weapons away from a rookie quarterback in Cam Ward. But if they're willing to do business, I'd give up a fourth or a fifth for him. He doesn't blow me away. But what do I need a fourth or a fifth round pick for whenever I've got 13 picks coming up in next year's draft?
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.